Welcome back to Daf and Deb. Shabbos Daf Ayin Dalet. The Gemara on Amar Aleph brings the whole sugya of Brera with all the different halachas that are involved. Tanu Rabbanan hayu lefanav minei oichlin, boru v'oichel, boru meiniach, v'lo yivror v'mbirer chayiv chatos. The Braisa says that if a person has two types of foods, he could be boru to eat, boru to put down, but then he shouldn't do boru. If he does boru, he's chayiv chatos. And the Gemara goes through a long list of different options of how to explain this braisa. And finally, the Gemara says that if a person is doing boirer to eat, that's okay. Boirer to be meniach, that's aser. And if he's boirer with a kli, or he's not boirer with the proper tanoim, then it can be chayev echatos. Now, we're all familiar that boirer is a taruvis, and there are two parts, and there's an oichel and there's a pseilas. There's something that you want to have, that you want to eat, and then there's a psoilus, something that you're leaving over, that you're not interested in having now. What happens if I have two foods? Both of them are edible, and they're both foods that I could eat right now. Taisa says, Hayu lefanav shnei mini oichlin, v'chein bir shabeinu chananel, debo oichel mitoich oichel shaycha brera. When I'm separating food from food, there's also brera. Shabayr oisai she'enoi chafetz lechel mitoich oisai she'roitze lechel. You're separating the food that you want to eat from the food that you don't want to eat. The oisay she'ena chafetz by chashav pseilas, Taisva says. The one that you're not interested in eating has a din of pseilas. Legabe oisay she'chafetz lechel. V'chein mashma b'yushalmi, and he says it's mashma b'yushalmi, that when a person's separating an oichel from an oichel, the lumdest understanding of why it's usher is because the one he doesn't want to eat is considered pseilas. However, if you look in the Rambam, the mashmais of the Rambam is that the reason why there's an isser of separating two types of food is not because it has a shem pseilas. The Torah said it's usher to do any type of brera. Separating two types of fruits from each other, even if there's no taruvus, there's no mixture of oichel and pseilas, there's just a taruvus of two types of foods, that is considered brera. And if you don't do, if you're not mekayin the tanoim of brera, miyad, not bekli, biyad, then you're going to be over an isser deiraisa. And there's a big nafkamina between Tosfos and the Rambam. According to Tosfos, if a person picks up the food that he's not interested in and leaves the food he is interested in sitting on the table, in other words, he picks up the food that he doesn't want and takes it away, puts it on the side, but the food that he's interested in, he leaves in front of him on the table. According to Tosfos, that's usher because that's being moitzi the pseilas from the oichel, because the one he's not interested in, that min, has a din of pseilas. But according to the Rambam, it's mutter, because according to the Rambam, two types of oichlim don't have any shame pseilas at all. And according to the Rambam, the only way that you can have an isser when you separate two types of foods from each other is only if you do it not amanas lechel la'alter, not to eat it right away, and also if you do it with a kli. And if you look in the Shulchan Aruch and the Ramah, in Simon Shin Yotes Siv Gimel, the Bir Halacha over there, Dibur HaMaskul Meiniach, the Bir Halacha explains that although the Mechaber brought down the Lashon of the Rambam, the Ramah added a word. The Lashon of the Rambam over there is quoted in the Shulchan Aruch. Hayu lefan of shnei mina echlem hu ravim. The way to do it, beheter is boyer echor me echor, meiniach lechol meyar. You could separate one from the other, and meiniach lechol meyar, that's the Lashon of the Shulchan Aruch. You could leave the one I want to eat on the table. I could pick up the one I don't want to eat and take that one away, which is my pseilas, quote unquote. And that's okay according to the Rambam, because there's no shame pseilas. Well, if you look in the Ramah adds two words in parentheses. Umeniach hasheni kedei lechol miyad. You put down the second one, and you have to eat the first one. Shabruah explains, umeniach hasheni, the one that you want to eat right away is considered oichel, and the second one is considered pseilas, and therefore you have to separate and take the one that you want to eat in order for you to do it beheter. And in the Sefer Archa Shabbos, he suggests that perhaps someone who separates two types of oichlin, one from the other, and he has no intention of eating either of them right away, he wants to eat them both in 3 hours from now, but he wants to have them separated right now. Perhaps that's also telling the machlekes Tosfos on the Rambam. According to Tosfos, that's not usher, because since they're both the same to him right now, he wants to separate it for later. So he has no oichel and pseilas, he just wants them separated. Perhaps it's going to be mutter, but according to the Rambam, seif kol seif, he's separating one from the other, not to eat right away. So that should be mutter. However, he says that he heard from his Rebbe B'Shmuel Orbach, the son of B'Shlomo Zalman Orbach, that it's mistaver, even according to Tosfos, you're going to be chayiv. Because since soif kol soif, he's not doing a brera to eat it right away, and he's makbir on eating each min separately, he doesn't want to eat this mixture together. He wants to have it separately. One of them is going to have a shame psoilus, even though it's not as bar which one it is, and therefore it's going to have a din of psoilus mitoich eichel, and therefore it's going to be aser. Have a wonderful day.